Confusion is rampant in today's world. Sometimes it's funny. Have you ever seen a smoking hot chick from the back and it's a dude in the front? That's awkward. Ever eat a pickle and it was a jalapeno? Well, have you ever made the mistake of driving that truck to Albuquerque, New Mexico? Dropping off all of that expensive hardware at 431 Main Street, only to find out it was Albuquerque, Mexico at 431 Main Street? Yeah, it wasn't there when you got back. But maybe the biggest confusion is when we talk about heroes versus role models. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. I don't know how else to say it. I hope you are awake and ready for the fight. Don't let it pass you by. If you're not paying attention, you're missing it. It's all around you. Hundreds of opportunities to serve God every day. Hey, thanks for reaching out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Also, don't forget websticks.com. Tony Herman, amazing company, builds websites, will knock it out of the park for you. Oh yeah, he's the coolest cat on the net. So today, we're talking about role models. You know, whenever that word comes out of my mouth, we're talking about, yeah, I always think of Allen Iverson. We're talking about role models, man. Not a game, but role models. Speaking of role models, we won't talk about Allen Iverson. But with that being said, it's a good illustration because heroes, he might be a hero, but he's definitely not a role model. And nothing against Allen Iverson. I'll make my point even stronger in a minute. But if you think of role models versus heroes, well, heroes conquer the enemy. Role models understand who the enemy is. Heroes do great things. Role models teach great things. Heroes heighten our emotions. Role models teach us to manage our emotions. Heroes do the amazing. Role models equip you with the amazing. See, Michael Jordan is an amazing hero. Greatest basketball player. And in every one of those categories of hero, he is 10 out of 10. But make no mistake, it was Phil Jackson who was the role model. I love Hebrews chapter 11. Oftentimes, it is titled the Heroes of the Faith chapter. It covers so many people in Scripture. I mean, we're talking, it's kind of like the Sparks Notes of the Old Testament. But guess what? Just about everyone in that list, you can name their exploits, but you can also name their role model. Now, if you can't find their role model, guess what? It was God Himself who was their role model. We really have no excuse to find a role model. So when we look at today, I want to give you a simple challenge, okay? Find a role model. But hold on. Right away, don't go back to what I was just saying. Don't find a hero. If there's a hero in your life, say he's a spiritual giant or a business juggernaut or an amazing husband, go and ask who they learned from. Now you're going to be cooking with gas. I love what Franklin D. Roosevelt said. He said, "Judge me by the enemies I make." I think this strangely applies to role models. See, we often look to heroes, and like everyone else, we like them, but they typically make bad role models. Role models, on the other hand, they're awkward. A lot of times, unliked. They're unruly, driven, bullish. They kind of have tunnel vision. They don't really care much what anybody else thinks within their field of study. You know, I've studied the greatest preachers from the past to the present who operate in signs and wonders, and most people had a hard time getting along with them. They were amazing role models, but not real likable. So don't make the mistake that you have to like your role model. You don't. Just find one who can teach you, who can equip you, who can push you, who can envision you, who can share with you what they truly think you're capable of. Don't worry about liking them. You will once you grow up. Yes, I say that as a 55-year-old. The greatest role models were once students who were asked to lead, and that began their race to role modeling. So what am I saying now? I'm saying you also need to become a role model. It's your call to influence others towards Christ. So step out. Don't worry about knowing it all. That's the best part of being a role model. It makes you learn more and more every day. It pushes you. As soon as you step out and say, I'll help someone, guess what? You realize just how little you know. And that's a great place to be in. It creates a new sense of hunger for you to learn and for you to find a greater role model. And thus, the cycle continues, deepening man after man to be the man of God we were all created to be. Yeah, sounds simple. But walk around, take some guts, ask how many men have a role model, and watch how many will quote a hero and not a role model. And then look at their life, and you'll see the giant void. They're trying to learn and live like a hero, when all along they should be learning and living like a role model. This is Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing the podcast. And until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.